Jerry Bader Show, 1048. Big political story in Wisconsin yesterday. The Wisconsin Court of Appeals blocked an attempt to halt a secret investigation into recent recall elections and unsealed some files in the case, revealing that Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen last year declined a request to lead the probe after considering the question for nearly 5 months. It took the unanimous decision by the Madison-based 4th District Court of Appeals panel as a victory for prosecutors comes just 3 weeks after they faced a separate setback by a judge overseeing the probe. That earlier ruling, that's the Judge Peterson that quashed some of the subpoenas. New details released Thursday show the investigation began in fall of 2012, arose at least in part out of an earlier secret investigation, that's John Doe 1.0, including five targets, centers on campaign finance laws, and has proceeded with the help of prosecutors from both political parties. These details were included in scores of pages the court unsealed Thursday at the request of prosecutors and three unnamed parties who sued to block the probe. The documents showed for the first time that Van Hollen was asked to lead the investigation by Milwaukee County DA John Chisholm, a Democrat, in January 2013. Now, I want you to hear this. J.B. Van Hollen is not running for re-election. I think J.B. Van Hollen has been an incredible disappointment as a Republican Attorney General. I'm not saying he hasn't done a few things right, but he has, particularly when it comes to standing up for Republicans when they're being rolled over like this, he has been useless. There are any number of cases you can cite. He was asked in January of 2013 to be the prosecutor on this. It took him until June 1st to decline the request in a letter to Chisholm, which had several key sections blacked out. The attorney general said he was concerned his office would be seen as partisan and recommended instead that the nonpartisan Government Accountability Board investigate. Good God! As useless as I thought J.B. Van Hollen was. And by the way, the Republican who wants to replace him got his endorsement. Brian Schimmel appears to be maybe not even J.B. Van Hollen 2.0. I have spent the past few days chronicling for you why conservatives cannot trust the Government Accountability Board. The Government Accountability Board, and Brian Sikma, Media Tracker, just unearthed all this recently, is investigating. Now we know why. Because J.B. Van Hollen wanted them to. Why the hell didn't it take him a day to say, you know what, I got nothing to do with nothing on this? What we are learning now is what a witch hunt this. Do you know how incredible this is? What a witch hunt this is. And it took J.B. Van Hollen, I don't know if it was January 1st. Let's just say it was. It took him 5 months to say no, he wasn't going to be part of this. And then only because, well, I'm concerned about appearances here. The investigation, the document show, deals with alleged illegal coordination between the campaign of an unnamed candidate and certain special interest groups with federal 501c4 nonprofit status. I'm concerned about the whole perception that my office cannot act impartially, thus undermining public confidence in the investigation as a whole, particularly if the investigation does not result in enforcement action, Van Hollen wrote. A spokeswoman for Van Hollen declined comment Thursday. So this was his idea to pump that part of the investigation to the Government Accountability Board? Really? Let's see. The documents also reveal the special prosecutor in the case, former federal prosecutor Fran Schmitz, was appointed at the request of Chisholm and four other district attorneys, two of them Republican, two of them Democrats. His hourly rate's $130 an hour. Schmitz should be authorized to determine if criminal charges are appropriate, and if he so determines, he should be given the authority to issue charges, reads the letter signed by the district attorneys from Milwaukee, Dane, Iowa, Dodge, and Columbia counties. Conservatives have hammered Chisholm in recent months, painting the probe as a partisan witch hunt by Democrats against Republicans. Now, what the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel is trying to argue is Republican involvement diffuses that. Not necessarily, because some Republicans were stupid enough, including nearly apparently J.B. Van Hollen, stupid enough to go along with this. What the hell is going on? And in the last hour, I talked about how Republicans won't do anything with the GAB. J.B. Van Hollen thinks, hey, they're nonpartisan. Are you nuts? And you wonder, and this is getting all this media attention. This is a witch hunt, by the way. Why do you think some of the subpoenas were quashed? Because Judge Peterson found nothing. I am virtually speechless on this. After Van Hollen declined to investigate the matter, the Government Accountability Board met with the district attorneys in five counties and consulted with the presiding judges in those counties, according to Schmitz. Each DA decided to start an investigation in his or her county and asked that they be treated as a single investigation headed by a special prosecutor. The investigation is structured as it is in part because of a 2007 law requiring that campaign finance violations be prosecuted in the county where a suspect lives, not where the alleged crime occurs. All of the suspected misconduct arguably occurred in Dane County, the seat of state government, according to Schmitz. Reserve Judge Barbara Kluka initially oversaw the investigation but recused herself in October, but she didn't say why. At least court documents don't say why. She was replaced by Reserve Judge Gregory Peterson. Both those judges were appointed to the case by Director of State Courts John Volker on behalf of State Supreme Court Chief Justice Shirley Abramson, the unsealed documents show. Besides Chisholm, the other district attorneys involved in the John Doe are Jane Colway of Columbia County, a Republican, Kurt Klomberg of Dodge County, a Republican, Larry Nelson of Iowa County, a Democrat, and Ismail Ozani of Dane County, a Democrat. Ozani, who is running in the Democratic primary for attorney general, has four other attorneys and three investigators in his office sworn into the investigation. And you know the story. People had their homes searched, possessions seized, privileged documents demanded. This is a witch hunt. Republican political strategist R.J. Johnson has hinted very strongly he's a focus of the probe. Johnson is a consultant for Walker's campaign and Wisconsin Club for Growth, a strong supporter of the GOP governor. The investigation has been running largely quietly but became more public in October when three unnamed petitioners filed a request with the appeals court to stop the investigation. Thursday's ruling, the appeals court rejected some of the petitioners' requests in November and threw out their remaining four arguments on Thursday. So it goes forward. Thursday's ruling was decided by judges Brian Blanchard, Paul Lundston, and Joanne Kloppenberg. Kloppy, you remember her from the state Supreme Court race. The Journal Sentinel feels because Republicans are involved in this that somehow it is something less of a witch hunt. This is just stunning to learn this about J.B. Van Hollen. No, actually, it isn't. It should be stunning, but it isn't. By the way, the Republican that would want to replace him, Attorney General candidate Brad Schimmel, another rhino, is also dealing with the drunken driving arrest that he had 24 years ago after a sheriff's deputy clocked him doing 81 in a 50-mile-an-hour zone. Schimmel, the Waukesha County DA and only Republican in the race for Attorney General earlier this month, acknowledged receiving the ticket but said he never had a copy of the deputy's report. Schimmel, 48, was 24 when he received the ticket May 15, 1990. I really don't give a rat's butt about his OWI when he was a young man. Now, I mean, is it something of a factor in the race? Yeah, okay, sure. But that no stronger conservative than Schimmel is stepping into this race is really, really disappointing. All right, we've got several things to get to in the after show video. One is the rank hypocrisy of liberals in the Boston Marathon case when it comes to the death penalty. Oh, it's my city, it's my state. Now I'm okay with it. Another embarrassing moment for President Obama when he was in Milwaukee. He screwed up someone's name again. It's not as bad as Corpseman, but it does have its humor value. And my favorite story of the day, why doesn't anyone want to be Mrs. Asparagus anymore? We'll get to those on the after show video, which you can find on the Bader blog at jerrybadershow.com later this afternoon, 10:58, 8 minutes from Rush. Enjoy the Super Bowl and have a lovely weekend, won't you?